Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Today in the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about visionary success, those leaders that have had success not for a matter of a year or two, but rather generational success. What are the factors behind these leaders? What has allowed them to have such generational success while other leaders fail? So I looked at this and said, visionary success factors, you know, why some leaders succeed while many others fail. And how is it that some visionaries achieve this monumental success while others merely watch from the sidelines or try to emulate what these visionary leaders have already achieved? So what is it that makes them the leader and not the follower? So when I looked at this, I found really a couple factors, and seven in particular. Again, there could be many more, but I found these to be the most relevant to what we're looking at. So I looked at these traits of successful visionary leaders and traits that they have. And so the first I saw was the delegation, what they call delegate, but be aware. And what this means is the awareness of the process and eventual success of what you're looking to achieve. Don't be distant, but don't be a helicopter leader either. But you want to make sure that when you delegate, everybody clearly understands your vision, the process to achieve and execute against your goal. And you want to make sure that you're ingraining yourself into the fabric of the company and the team that you're working with. All great visionaries and companies are led by product. And this is an area where you want to make sure that there's the freedom to breathe, the freedom to be creative. And you want to make sure that if you are a person that has the skill set, a visionary, and I'm not going to say all visionaries are product people. Steve was obviously a very brilliant visionary that had both a marketing and product specific skill set. So when I say these visionaries, it could be a visionary that does very well or has a leadership trait inside of marketing, has a leadership trait inside of sales, has a leadership trait inside of product. So the last thing you want to do when you talk about delegation and making sure you're involved or ingraining yourself inside the company is understand, again, going back to previous conversations or podcasts we has, understand your skill set. You will become a burden to that team. And as a direct result of being on the top of the company, the visionary, you will be a hindrance to the success of the company as a whole if you stick your head in where it doesn't belong. So you want to make sure that you are delegating, but you're aware of the progress. If you happen to be a visionary marketer, a visionary product person, in the case of Steve, both, then it's incumbent on you to make sure that you're ingraining yourself into the commercialization of the product and also effectively how that's going to be marketed out in the channels of distribution you're selling the product. So delegate and be aware of what's going on in the overall process and assurance that everybody understands your vision and how you're going to achieve that vision. There's nothing that will lend itself to more confusion inside of a company is when you delegate, nobody has a clear definition of their area of responsibility and or what you're looking to achieve long term. So make sure that you delegate, but you're aware of the process. And a great quote from Steve was, it doesn't make sense to hire smart people and tell them what to do. We hire smart people to tell us what to do. So it's very much the case where if you have a weakness in product, you have a weakness in marketing, and you want to delegate that, hire people smarter than you and have the humility to have them tell you what the overall progress of commercialization of your service, technology, or product looks like, and if it's matching against what your expectation is. So delegate, but be aware is number one. Number two is think creatively, but also think adaptable. And more often than not, we talk about it, is that when you're creating something new, it's usually something that's adaptable from other industries or other channels that are, they're not in parallel or directly competitive with what you're looking to create. So what I mean by this is, again, going back to the Nike analogy of the free shoe or the flywire technology coming off suspension bridges, coming off of Vectran fabrics from NASA. So these are things that are adaptable technologies, but you ingrain them into your new product, and all of a sudden it becomes something that is innovative and something that's a breakaway technology that nobody else has ingrained into their product. Most people and most brands and companies are incremental by nature. They don't want to go after a breakaway technology, and they want to think creatively, but they don't want to be adaptable. So you want to make sure that you think creatively and think adaptable. You know, find ways to adapt products, service, or technology to Apple. For instance, when Steve was looking at this and he was developing and building the company back to where it was, he felt it wasn't that technology wasn't there. He just felt it wasn't intuitive. It was ugly. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't beautiful. So technology was ugly to him. He wanted to make it beautiful and intuitive so people felt comfortable and friendly when they were interacting with technology, whether it be a desktop computer or an iPhone, whatever it happens to be. It has to be intuitive, but it has to be beautiful at the same time. So the design aesthetic to Apple and to Steve has always been a primary motivation and why they've always had creators, and having the creators that will have the freedom to build and adapt products that will reinvent a marketplace. So think creatively and think adaptable. The third is balance your leadership. Teach people how to fish. I always say this when I'm working with companies as well with Liquid Mind is, hey, you need to make sure you have a process in place so you're not always fishing and feeding the team. The team needs to fish for themselves, but you have to be willing to dive in and help them catch the fish as well. So it means, hey, don't always be on your ivory tower, never wanting to come down and help the team and pitch in where needed, regardless of your position. It shows commitment, it shows passion, and it shows to the team that you're willing to do whatever it takes to execute the vision. So you want to make sure that you're teaching them how to fish and there's a process in place and everybody knows their area of responsibility. So balancing leadership between delegation, process, and execution, ensuring that everybody understands the unified mission of the company and the long-term vision. So balancing the leadership is an important component of successful visionaries. So always, number four is always be creative. Critics aren't allowed. And what I mean by this is that having worked with so many creative teams, ideation processes, one thing that will kill the fluidity of ideas and the fluidity of creativeness is critics. People that don't think it can be done. People that are negative by nature. And ones that will stop the free flow of what I call these beautiful ideas. And it stifles great ideas and increases frustration, both of which you don't want inside of your company if you're going to be creative and considered a leader in your category. So you always want to be creative. Keep the critics away from the creative team. So give them the freedom, put barriers up around them. Whoever enters this door needs to be a thought process of how to be more creative, how to be more innovative, and keep the critics away, because you're going to have a logic behind the vision and a logic behind the execution, and you want to make sure that whatever ideas are coming through on the front end, they get flushed out on the back end eventually, but the front end is where everything happens. So make sure that there's a free-flowing process of ideas not stifling those ideas and not having frustration with your design team as to what the objective and goals are. So always being creative. ABC, critics not allowed. CNA. Number five is focus on what matters. And the best analogy I can use for this is clean things out when you come into, let's say, a product ideation, or let's say it's an incremental improvement to a product. Make sure that you're focusing on what matters. Innovation is hard. Make it easier for the team. So reduce the amount of clutter. And I say number five is focus on what matters to the company as a whole, both in the short term and the long term. Focus on what's hard, but make it easy by removing the clutter, what's in front of the creative team, and increasing focus. All visionaries, when they look at what is important to the future longevity of their company, it's always a product, a service, or a technology. And guess what? That happens on the front end of ideation, free-flowing, creative ideas. How are we going to define our point of difference, and how are we going to maintain our leadership position in the category? You are only a visionary if you are a leader in your category, your product, technology, or service. Maintain that leadership by always being creative, keep the critics out, and focus on what matters. Number six is have a true, authentic passion around what you're doing. And that includes whatever your brand does, how it does it, where it does it, and have an authentic, consistent passion around your products and around the brand as a whole. If the visionary is the one who stands on the mountaintops and screams down how passionate they are about their brand, their company, and their product. So you want to make sure that you're passionate and authentic and consistent. That is a flagship trait of visionary leaders, is that they're always passionate about what they're doing. This passion, and I'm sure you've been with many companies, or your company in particular, where these visionaries infuse this passion into the team. You don't have to be a creative to be passionate about what you're doing, and it doesn't matter what you're doing inside of that company. If you're passionate for what that company does, the visionary is the one that sets the tone and continues to drive that into the bloodlines of that company and brand. I had that when I was at Oakley. Jim Gennard was very much around having a true passion around Oakley and a passion about what we do and how we do it, and not worrying about the competition and being relentless on the innovation. So have a passion around what you do, but make sure it's authentic and make sure that it's consistent. And number seven, which follows the line of Apple, is think different. But it's a great term on how visionaries think. They don't think about what's been done in the past unless it's an adaptable technology, service, or product that they can utilize for their future, and the ability for them to think different on how processes, products, or the interactivity with consumers can be made better, more efficient, or more productive. So think different about how you create your products is a trait of all visionaries. Although flagship by Steve at Apple, everybody should be thinking differently from their competition, and more so about proactively defining or figuring out what your consumer needs before they need it. So what I say is, do not try to improve, rather reinvent. Improvement is incremental, and it's important on the back end of your supply and demand chain. But really, reinvention is what allows you to think differently than your competition. So I say visionaries are rare. They leave a path for others to follow. So I say four areas: be visionary, be great, be relentless, and be different. Would like to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles today. I really appreciate your time, and hopefully you've enjoyed the subjects that we talk about each week here on the Visionary Chronicles. And we feel it's very important. We understand that there's professional needs and support you need with your companies and with your brands. But we also appreciate the fact that you've got some personal needs. As leaders of companies and brands, there are many things that you have to deal with. And we want to make sure that we're addressing those as well. If you like what you hear, we would really appreciate subscribing to The Visionary Chronicles. Are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and Podbean. So we would really appreciate if you'd subscribe and look forward to bringing additional episodes to you each week. So again, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to the next podcast.